What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Veronica, and we're talking about this push toward automation to make the bottom line at brick-and-mortar retailers look a lot better. I think it's going to backfire horribly for the same reason that the offshoring craze backfired, where the first few companies that started shutting down their own domestic manufacturing and ordering from overseas started showing a high profit. And so everybody said, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. And then the problem was that all of these working class people were out of work and they couldn't buy the products that were being sold, no matter how inexpensive they were. And it was really the beginning of the retail Mageddon we are still seeing to this very day. And it seems like they haven't learned from their mistakes, and we're not getting sound guidance from the federal government on this, but it's a repeat of the same disaster. They're going to be firing people, putting in robots and scanners and all the rest of it, and they're going to stand around scratching their head wondering why nobody's coming into their stores anymore.
Well, you hit the nail on the head with theft. I was the maintenance manager there. That's what I did. So I was all around in the store all day long. I wasn't in one spot. I saw a lot. And people do. They'll just kind of cover up that UPC code and just kind of slip that on past. But they don't, at this point in time at least, they really aren't interested in customer theft so much as they are. They want to catch those employees. And had caught a repeat offender in their regulations in regard to how to handle customer theft are idiotic. They let this woman go. I was livid, and I was written up for my bad attitude. So there you go. So I told them, I said, I will never help you with anything on this regard again. And I didn't. I just call it Healthy Selfie Store. It's just nuts.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, Veronica, the phone lines are loading up, and we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. And by the way, folks, I don't want to. I'm already getting flooded with emails about, oh, yes, I worked at Walmart. They're a terrible place. And yeah, we already know that. And I want to get back on to the main focus here. It looks like Wally in, I guess that's Nebraska? New Brunswick. Okay, Wally in New Brunswick. I guess you want to talk about automated checkouts, too.
Yeah, you're talking about theft on these things. Each machine has its own bagging platform. Those bagging platforms are scaled.
Okay.
I went through one. I picked up those little bags of spicy. They weigh less than an ounce. And I didn't realize it, but I had two bags stuck together. So I only scanned one, threw it into the bag on the platform. The machine had a hit.
Okay. That's good for us to know.
Okay, and on the cash bar, I went through one of those. Went into one of the stores where they had some of those checkouts. And the cash part of the machine, I guess, must have been back in their server because it was down on all of the machines. All of the machines could only take debit or credit. Normally, in that store, the machines, there's a lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Without the cash, no lineup.
Well, again, they're making the systems more and more complicated, which makes them more prone to failure. I remember a couple of weeks ago at our local Safeway, and Claire and I are always commenting, everybody's using credit cards or EBT cards or whatever it is. That system broke down in the Safeway, and they couldn't take credit, debit, or EBT. And everybody's standing around just furious because they wanted to get their groceries and go home and feed their kids. Claire and I walked through the checkout line, paid cash, and we're out of there. And this cashless society is not for our benefit. It's for the benefit of our masters, the bankers.
Exactly.
And I think we should oppose it.
Yeah.
And we should actively oppose the automation of the retail shopping space with the knowledge that every one of those automated scanning platforms represents a human losing a job.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And sometimes it's two humans because some of the stores still have bag boys.
Well, at our store, I think they just have a staff at the checkout, and if they're not checking out a lot of people, the other cashiers do the bag boy service. So that's how that works there. But...
Yeah, some of them do that around here too, but the smaller ones do it the old-fashioned way. They're the ones
I love the smaller markets here. Anyway, Wally, we're going to let you go. I want to clear up these phone lines and get on back to the news. Okay. So let's see. I guess our next caller is first of all, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network, and we're going to go to James in Atlanta. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Mike, I want to ask you about Harvey Weinstein. Whenever people go to court or what's going to happen, doesn't it seem strange that he was having these meetings in hotel rooms and wearing these robes? That's not normally how things work in the corporate world. Don't you normally meet in a meeting room?
Well, the difference there is that if you're a producer and you're on location, there really isn't much in the way of a meeting room. It can get really personal. But, a lot of these people were very nervous about meeting with him in the hotel room, and I don't think they were prepared to just walk on in and see this guy nearly naked. Again, the real issue is the power trip on Harvey's part, because again, you don't really need to force yourself on women in Hollywood. There's a lot of women who are just giving it away to try and work their way up the ladder. So it's all about the power. It's about Weinstein getting to do a famous actress that would normally say no to somebody. And that, I think, is what was getting him off. But it's disgusting behavior. There's no question about it.
Do you know what happened to that mayor a couple of weeks before Weinstein? There was some mayor, I think it was maybe in Seattle, that had a bunch of people filing charges against him that I've never heard anything more about it.
I think he stepped down.
Okay.
I think he stepped down. The difference here with the Weinstein case is it is entertainment, and we are conditioned to just focus on the entertainment industry. When you go out that supermarket checkout line, look at the magazine rack. You're not going to find quality reading there. It's all the gossip magazines and who's doing who, and it's just amazing. And so everybody sort of feels like they're sharing those lives. There's a false illusion of closeness with the celebrities. And that's why people are going to respond to the story.
You think it's fair to say, though, the Inquirer is more real news compared to all these other people? They try to get their facts straight, don't they? More than
they did after they got sued by I think it was Carol Burnett. National Enquirer used to be just as reckless as the other tabloids, and they got sued, lost badly. And after that, they changed their editorial policy and said, no matter how we sensationalize the facts, let's have the facts correct so we can't be dragged into court. Okay.
Well, it's a mess. Thanks, Mike, and I hope you have a great day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Milton in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha, Michael. I watched a video last night, and it was pertaining to gun confiscation. And the man that I listened to, scares the heck out of me, because he said if they do away with firearms, they won't have to do a house-to-house confiscation, because he says they know there would be too many dead bodies to pick up. What they would do is label us domestic terrorists, take all our assets, freeze your bank account, take any of your merchandise you own. What do you say?
I say that would probably get those gun owners out on the street loaded for bear.
Yeah, I'm thinking that myself because, I didn't know that it would be that easy. I never thought of that side of the coin, you know.
Well, right now the American public is very angry. They're frustrated. They know that the government has gone rogue. They know that our elections are rigged, and it was only by dint of Herculean effort that we were able to overcome the election fraud in last year's general election and keep Hillary from that White House. So the American people are very angry, and for the tacticians, if you will, who are trying to plan how to move the nation along the war agenda, they're having to deal with, or they should hopefully be dealing with, the reality that they could push the American people across a line. I don't want to see that happen. What I want to see happen is for the federal government to collapse the way the Soviet Union did.
Okay. All right, Mike, I just, that was something maybe somebody else didn't know, because I sure as heck didn't, you know.
Oh, yeah, if your money is in a bank, the government can just seize it with the push of a button.
Yeah. There's a lot to think about. Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
my friend.
Thank you for the education.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to George in Hawaii. And aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Listen, if it was done internationally, they'd call it sanctions. But the same thing can be done here. They can freeze your bank accounts, close you down, and literally dehumanize you. Probably not the right word, but they can make you a non-person very quickly. But anyway, that's
the Soviet Union used to do that.
Yes, absolutely. Non-person. But the reason I'm calling in response to that lady with the big box store. I went to a big box operation here in Honolulu. You know it. Probably go to the same one. I got in there and I picked up a bottle of wine, and I don't even drink, but I just thought I'd buy a bottle of wine. I get to the clerk, and she wants to see a photo ID. I'm 70 years old.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, well, I certainly don't have to prove my age, and I asked her, what do you want? She said, well, maybe a driver's license. I said, but I'm not driving, and you have no authority to look at my driver's license. You're not a police officer, and I'm not driving, so I don't know why you would need me to ID myself. And then I went on to tell her that there is no better person to ID me than me. I am the living person. I am the human being. I don't need a piece of plastic to validate who I am.
Okay, well, it's not the clerk's fault, because this is happening all over the state, and apparently the alcohol control folks got it into their head that ID must be presented at all times. And again, getting on back to Safeway, even though all those cashiers know who I am, okay, they're not asking to see my ID, but every time we check on out with a bottle of wine or something, they say, when is your birthday? And I'll say August 29th, 1952, and they'll literally type it into the record in that cash register. And so this is something that's another rather pointless, ridiculous law because, you know, like you, I mean, I'm an old guy. I'm 65. I got gray hair, wrinkles, the whole thing. How can they possibly think I'm an underage drinker? It's nonsense. Go ahead.
Mike, I'm not doing a straw purchase. I'm not buying for a minor. I'm not buying alcohol for somebody in prison or somebody who cannot possess it legally. I'm buying it for me. Okay, I know who I am. And I understand that the clerk is a $7 an hour clerk. But I told her to put the bottle back because I will not give anybody more information than they need. And this is a rule of thumb. This I know from personal experience. Never give the police or authorities more power than they need to do their job. If you empower them,
I agree,
anybody, never, ever give them more power. That is the classic failure of society, empowering the police. There was a man named, I can't think of his name right now, but he was the father of modern policing from England. You know his name, Robert something, or Robert Peel, Sir Robert Peel.
Yes.
He once said that everybody is a police officer. just some of us get paid for doing the job. So that's the way I feel. Everybody is a police officer. I don't need to be telling people about who I am and what I'm doing and everything else. I'm a very private person. But that being said, I want to thank you, Mike. I listen to your show all the time, and nice weather. Enjoy it.
Yes. Well, it was kind of windy over the weekend, and we dodged a couple of thunderstorms. But yeah, it's Hawaii. By the way, somebody just wrote in to tell me the same thing as in Texas. Everybody buying alcohol. Everybody, even if they're 80 years old on a walker, they're going to have to show their ID. And it's just politicians passing completely pointless and useless laws. So that they can say, I campaign for stronger restrictions on alcohol. And I can't think of any other reason for that. I mean, if you're talking
alcohol is a controlled substance. There's no question. It's a highly controlled substance. People in prison can't possess it. Minors can't possess it. You can't drink it in public. There are only certain ways. You can't sell it without a license. So I understand that there are a lot of regulations on alcohol. I live with that every day. No problem. I don't even drink. But when I'm told that I got to present a picture ID to buy a bottle of wine, I get a little tense, Mike. Trust me. I get a little tense over that. So I didn't buy the wine. I'm not going to. I won't do it. I just won't do it anymore. Ever.
Well, yeah, you know, you don't need to do it if you take up winemaking as a hobby. It's not that hard to do. You have to have some. No, seriously, you have to have some floor space for it. The minister who married Claire and I was a winemaker in his spare time, and he used to make up his own mead. And you can't sell it without the tax stamp, but you can give it away as gifts, and he did.
Mike, I would be the little old winemaker from Hawaii Kai. Wouldn't that
be
wonderful?
Yes, you would be the little winemaker. And, you know, it brings back memories. When I was a kid, my grandfather, the one who was drinking buddies with Richard Nixon, he had a personal still. And back there, it was legal to have a still for personal consumption. You just couldn't sell it without the tax stamp. And it was a little tiny thing. It was just for making, a little jug of sipping liquor, and it was hidden in the woods out back of his hunting cabin in the White Mountains, and he showed it to me one time and how it all worked.
Well, my grandfather, great-grandfather in Honolulu, did the same thing. He was making his own little wine, his own stash, and he also bottled his own root beer, and they bottled things for the holiday season, and that was what they did, and it was part of the culture, and totally understand. It's a European thing.
Not just here in Hawaii. When I was a kid growing up in New Hampshire, we used to make and bottle our own root beer. It was fun.
Sure.
It was fun to do that. It really was.
Yeah, but I tell
all
you
listen,
one
I got to let
here,
you go. We've wandered way down nostalgia, and I'm way behind on my talking points. So let's grab one more phone call from Mark in North Carolina, and then we're going to go back and catch up on the news here. Mark, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing there, Mike? I haven't called you in a while. I've been doing something else. My work hours changed a little bit. But I'm wondering, what's going on here in Vegas? It's obvious to me that the Sheriff Lombardo is being threatened by that agent Rouse, or Ruse. He's really a ruse. Like in another show, he's a ruse. Agent Ruse?
Yes.
And I'm thinking to myself this. First of all, this is the same sheriff that Mr. Bundy told to arrest those federal BLM jerks in Nevada a few years ago, okay, and he didn't do it. And I don't know if these sheriffs understand. The sheriff is the only true law enforcement officer, at least, agency in the country, because they're elected directly by the people.
Yes.
And only the people can get rid of them. It's not another politician. And he has the power. On top of that, a sheriff has the power to deputize as many people in the county as he can.
Okay, Mark, I'm sorry to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Can we continue the next part? Can
no, I really, I'm kind of tired of Las Vegas. Thank you for the phone call.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And stepping back to that first commercial presentation about the need for donations to support all of our work out here. The phone number at Republic Broadcasting where you can call, grab a pencil, there will be a quiz next period. The phone number is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, the postal address, and by the way, all of this is at the republicbroadcasting.org website. The address is RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive. That's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we are in a war. And the money junkies are at war with everybody else. Because as much as they've got, they don't feel that we should be allowed to have the little bit that we still have. They want it all. They're convinced that whatever imaginary playmate they think lives up there in the sky wants them to have all of the wealth of the world. And they're acting to make that a reality. And that's why we're all standing up to oppose them. And as John said in the break, it is at great risk. And that's just a reality we all have to live with and accept. All right, moving on to some lighter things here. You know, I'm seeing a real problem out there between this these laws saying that you have to show a photo ID to buy alcohol, colliding with these automated teller machines. I mean, how automated checkout machines? How are the, are you going to have to show them the ID? Is it going to scan it and read it to make sure that you can in fact buy the alcohol legally? And if so, are they going to be saving those scans of your driver's license state IDs? And if they are doing that, does that run the risk of hackers breaking on in and stealing all those images of driver's license for nefarious purposes? So, now, we're getting on back to Harvey Weinstein. It's not going to go away, and we don't want it to go away. And I think one of the reasons why so many people are stepping forward about this right now is when you know that there has been a wrong committed and you're unable to do anything about it, you start getting very resentful. You can build up a huge rage, and at some point it needs to come on out here. Now, the Clinton Foundation has now announced they will not return all the hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations from Harvey Weinstein, saying they've already spent the money on charitable purposes. We don't have it to give back to him. If we did, we would, because he's a real slime ball. But we just don't have it. We're going to keep it. And another article, this is was on Yahoo already, and I knew this was going to happen. Is chasing Harvey Weinstein an anti-Semitism of the right? So they're playing the anti-Semite card, and it's a ridiculous question to ask because, in point of fact, the reporter who broke the story is a liberal. So Reese Witherspoon has come forward to say she was assaulted by a director when she was 16, just starting in the industry. Won't name him. I guess she wants to hang on to her career. But it is coming on out. Now, over at NBC, Noah Oppenheimer is under pressure to either apologize or resign for spiking those Weinstein exposés and forcing the reporter to take them over to the New York Times. It was a bad call, and it makes NBC look like they're covering up for the rich and famous, which they are. But there's now pressure for him to step on down, or at least apologize, to keep his job. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, a very worrying sign for me is that Hillary Clinton is out there trying to attract attention, trying to place herself in the public eye as much as she can. She's out there in this global book signing tour. And all of a sudden, she's had to cancel a series of these book signings. Now, she was supposed to be on the BBC Women's Hour, ITV's This Morning Show, and at the London studios. They're claiming that she's exhausted from her book tour and she fell over and hurt her toe. Well, we know about Hillary Clinton and falling over, but it may have been that maybe she's just a little tired of the openly hostile reaction she's getting. I saw a video of a book signing in London. Hillary gets out of the car, the crowd starts booing. Now, let's get on over to the war zones here. Lots going on here. Basically, story coming out of Russia today. The Russian Foreign Ministry has condemned Donald Trump's refusal to adhere to the 2015 nuclear agreement with Iran, saying the move poses a threat to international security and nuclear nonproliferation, and, point I've been making all along, exposes the U.S. as an unreliable partner who can break agreements at any time. And that is really the price our nation is paying for its obedience to Israel. Because the U.S. government is rapidly gaining a reputation of complete untrustworthiness. Germany is out there. The German foreign minister, Sigmar Gabriel, is saying that if the U.S. pulls out of the Iran nuclear deal, it could be a trigger for World War III. Macron says he warned Trump not to scrap the Iran deal. All of the other signers of the P5 plus one are saying, we like the deal as is. We're going to continue to abide by it. The question is, what is Iran going to do? Now, Donald Trump's entire rationale for refusing to recertify the Iran deal. Iran has kept compliance with every requirement. The IAEA has confirmed it. Basically, Trump and his associates just came up with this laughable idea that Iran has violated the spirit of the agreement by refusing to allow the United States to add more conditions to it, even in the face of the fact that the United States has violated the spirit of the deal by adding more sanctions, even though Iran is in compliance. So Russia is rejecting this U.S. idea for fixing the Iran nuclear deal. They're saying it works just fine. But what Trump is being told to be worried about is Iran's missile production. And right now, the commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Aerospace Force Brigadier General Amir Ali Hajizadeh, basically blasted Trump's anti-Iran rhetoric and said Tehran will not stop boosting its missile capabilities under any circumstances. Even if a wall is constructed all around the country, the production of missiles will not be halted because this is a completely indigenous and domestic industry. What he's saying is that there is nothing that can be sanctioned or blockaded or embargoed that is going to affect their weapons development because they're developing it all inside their country. And they're out there saying the same thing that North Korea is. We have to have a means to discourage the U.S. from coming in and pillaging and plundering us, because that's what's been going on in all these countries. Libya, Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, Syria. Speaking of Syria, apparently the Turkish-backed groups in northern Syria are now fighting amongst themselves. So that's descending into chaos up there. Meanwhile, over in Europe, there's been a massive demonstration of support by Syrians living in Europe. Support for the army, support for the Russian Air Force, and all that they're doing to bring this war to an end. And it is coming to an end. Now, Jamal Waqim, he's an international relations professor of the Lebanese University, said that all of this news about how all of a sudden the U.S. is going on in and they're finishing off ISIS here and there, says that that's not what's going on. He says the U.S. is bombing Syrian cities already liberated from ISIS by the Syrian government forces in order to obstruct those pro-Assad forces. The scorched earth policy. Now then, interestingly enough, Vladimir Putin seems to be held in high regard around the world. There's pro-Putin graffiti appearing in Catalonia, Barcelona, Paris, Berlin, Syria, throughout the entire third world. Now, the Iraq forces have rolled into Kurdish Kirkuk, The Kurds did not put up a major fight. They just sort of stood there and watched it all happen. But again, this is all a violation of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Now, there's been a terror bombing down in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. It's left more than 230 dead, hundreds more injured. And what was really interesting about this article that was over in Circa.com was this comment about how this may require the U.S. To increase its involvement in Somalia. Now, we've been there before. Ever see Black Hawk Down? Didn't do all that well back then. Don't think we'll do all that much better now. Another story coming on out, Global Research up in Canada. U.S. regime change in Venezuela. The truth is easy if you follow the money trail. The opposition is pro-Washington, not pro-democracy. And it's another reminder that every single country that the U.S. has changed the government on, under the pretext of bringing them democracy, they don't get it. They get a dictatorship propped up by illusions of democracy, like we almost got with Hillary Clinton last November. Now, the joint U.S. and South Korean Navy drills have kicked off around the Korean Peninsula. Right now, Kim Jong-un is keeping his cool. Hasn't tested a nuclear weapon, hasn't launched a missile. We're almost 2 weeks in of the corporate media saying, he's going to do it, he's going to do it, he's going to do it. No, he's sitting back. Now, North Korea is out there saying that one mistake and we're going to have a nuclear war. They don't want to be the ones to start it. Meanwhile, the U.S., for some reason, has announced that they're sending a special forces decapitation team to South Korea to be ready to move into North Korea should the need arise, like a convenient false flag attack. All right. Meanwhile, North Korea, since they're taking all the heat for supposedly partnering with Iran, which both North Korea and Iran have denied, but I guess the thinking is, look, if they're going to treat us like that anyway, maybe we should align. And North Korea has extended an invitation to Iran to struggle together against the United States' unfair steps. I think that would be a really, really good thing to get done. Apparently, I'm not sure about that one. Okay, here's a bit of an embarrassment. As you know, a while back, Israel uncorked on a Syrian anti-air battery, claiming that Syria had shot at them but had not hit anything. And then they returned home. And then there was this weird story that appeared a couple of days later about how one of Israel's F-35s had suffered a massive bird strike, which rendered the plane unflyable. Nope, photos were provided. Well, now Syria's come on out and said that their radar data is showing that the Syrian Defense Forces used an S-200 missile against the F-35. And the S-200 is the most advanced long-range anti-aircraft system operated by the Syrian military. But it's old-fashioned. It goes back to the Soviet era. And so here you have a stunning embarrassment where the U.S. latest state-of-the-art jet, the F-35, gets shot down by a Soviet-era missile. Now, Al Jazeera has started broadcasting the multiple episode expose of the Israel lobby's influence over Great Britain. And, of course, Israel supporters are out there saying you're anti-Semites, you're this, you're that. But the show passed official muster as being fair, balanced, and honest as to what was going on. And it's made public some serious allegations about just how Israel is interfering in Britain's internal affairs, to the point where Corbyn is now saying there needs to be a probe into all this Israeli interference. So he's called for an inquiry into the activities of an Israeli embassy officer who was caught on tape in an Al Jazeera investigation discussing a plot to, quote, take down, end quote, British politicians. And he's out there saying it's clearly a national security issue. And he's absolutely right. And we have the exact same problem here in the United States. And based on the success of their British show, Al Jazeera is now planning a new one for here in the United States. Because, yeah, it's a national security issue when our government is being controlled by a foreign power. And we have every right to be concerned. There's nothing in the Constitution about us being ruled from afar. In fact, the whole point of the American Revolution was rejection of the idea we're going to be ruled from another country. And I'm sure AIPAC's going to fight this tooth and nail. But if Al Jazeera is listening to this, let's see, I'm trying to remember the lady, Cynthia McKinney. Got to talk to Cynthia McKinney. She has felt the wrath of the Israeli lobby in this country. Meanwhile, Israel has advanced another 1,292 settlement homes. They're already planning hundreds more. Each and every one of these is a violation of international law. And Israel's attitude is, if you don't let us do what we want, you're an anti-Semite Jew hater who wants Hitler to come back and gas the Jewish babies in the ovens, blah, 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 blah. Now, interestingly enough, Iraq has called for setting up a joint Tehran-Baghdad bank to increase financial and economic exchanges between the two neighboring states. What a long way they've come since the U.S.-sponsored Iraq-Iran war. And I can see exactly what's happening here by having direct trade. Direct trade can't be sanctioned, can't be interfered with. More importantly, they're not going to be going through the U.S. dollar. See, along with making a hefty profit off of other countries using the U.S. dollar, the U.S. government used it to exert control. We will decide what you will buy and sell. We'll punish you if you don't do what we tell you to do. And these other nations are straining at that bridle. And that's why they're setting up direct financial actions that don't go through the U.S. dollar, don't go through SWIFT, don't go through U.S. control. Basically, they're pulling the U.S. government's sanctions teeth one at a time. And it sends another signal that Baghdad is not all that happy with the continued American presence in their country. It does feel like the rest of the world has just reached the point of being totally fed up with the U.S. government. Now, apparently over in Great Britain, they're trying out the concept of a universal credit system. And apparently a benefits case worker has blown the whistle in the Independent, saying that in point of fact, this universal credit system is so underfunded, they're turning away people who are living in abject poverty, who have children to feed and can't feed them. So it's a program that looks good in the media. It makes it look like the government's trying to deal with the mass poverty and the hunger, but they're not actually doing it. It's all for show. Just like all these government agencies we have that are held aloft as looking out for our best interests, like the Securities Exchange Commission, and then we find out they were giving Bernie Madoff a free pass. Minerals Management Service, supposed to be looking after our energy infrastructure, then we find out they ignored the fact Deepwater Horizon was 4 years overdue for required maintenance on their manual blowout preventer. you have to start thinking how much of the government is really of benefit to you versus how much of it is just set decoration to make it look like the government is taking care of you. How much of it is illusion? And as I said before, government is the most expensive thing you will ever pay for in your life. Are you getting value for money? You need to ask that question right now. Because I think for the vast majority of the American people, the answer would be no. The government is cutting back on all the things we, the American people, need and want in order to give more to the war machine, to Israel, to refugees, to illegal immigrants. It seems like we, the American people, have fallen very far down the ladder of priorities. And I think it's time for that to stop. Okay, we'll be back here after these commercials.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, coming up on the top of the hour. Over in Europe, European Union, the debate about at least getting started on Brexit is continuing, and Brussels is still insisting that for anything to happen, Great Britain has to pay what amounts to a divorce payment. In other words, Brussels is saying to Great Britain that forget about what's in the actual European Union Charter, you will have to buy your freedom from Massa. And Britain came back with a very good observation dating back to the last World War about how much Britain sacrificed to help pull all of those member nations of the European Union away from the Nazis. And so Juncker is out there saying, well, thanks for saving us in the war, really, but you must pay. This isn't revenge, but if you want your freedom, you're going to have to pay for it. There are some days when Juncker just does not make any sense. Now, there's another story. This one came out of The Sun, reporting on how the BBC's hissy fit over the Brexit bias research proves it has something to hide. And basically what it was is somebody dug into what was BBC actually doing during the Brexit debate. And apparently BBC spent something like £19,000 on entertaining dozens of Remain politicians. The vast majority of those who were treated to free drinks and a night at the Royal Albert Hall were vocal defenders of the EU and prominent critics of Brexit. And basically hardly anybody else was allowed in. So yeah, BBC was caught on the license holders tab palling around with the Remainers. Of course, BBC is liberal, and liberals are fully on board with this global government, one world government. It will be wonderful. And yes, we can see in nations that become too large and unmanageable, life is really, really terrible. But trust us, it'll magically work when it's a single global government. No, it won't. It will be history's greatest tyranny and dictatorship, merely to survive the circumstances of its own creation because of all the lies that have been used to sell the global government, the refugee problem. Now, the globalists are having a little bit more upset because Austria just had their election, and Euroskeptic Sebastian Kurz won. And this could see him form an alliance with the far right in a crushing blow to the EU. Mr. Kurz's party is tough on immigration and widely Eurosceptic after rebranding itself over the last few months to propel its popularity. So the people are fighting back. They're pushing back. We'll be right back.
Folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.